With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Robert Stone admits that his preoccupation with psychedelic drugs in the 1960s took its toll in terms of lost productivity. Robert Stone, despite the accolades and a National Book Award, has written four novels, the newest, Children of Light. The stereotypical Stone character is perhaps not unlike a younger Stone himself, at the edge, dependent on drugs and alcohol. As a child, Robert Stone never knew his father. His mother was a schizophrenic, in and out of institutions, and between the ages of 6 to 10, Stone lived in a New York orphanage run by the Marist brothers.
I think in a way it was the making of me as a writer. Certainly it was traumatic. I don't remember it as particularly unpleasant, but of course, memory is selective.
Stone says institutional living made him faster to react and to become more attuned to other people. From that standpoint, he says, being cared for by the Marist brothers was a positive experience.
Their ideas in the late 1940s and early 50s were often misguided. They used to hit you a lot.
Robert Stone was later reunited with his mother and lived in a series of seedy Manhattan hotels populated by people on the skids.
People who, you know, wore their rubbers a lot because they were had holes in their shoes.
At 17, Robert Stone dropped out of high school and served in the Navy for 4 years.
I really was a kid when I went in. And I was grown up when I got out.
Stone became a hanger-on in the coffee houses of the Beat Generation and part of a group of drug experimenters called the Merry Pranksters, led by writer Ken Kesey. Robert Stone's first novel, A Hall of Mirrors, was published in 1968. Then Dog Soldiers, A Flag for Sunrise, and the latest, Children of Light, which deals with a desperate group of movie makers on the Mexican coast. Published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1958, Robert Stone was 21, out of the Navy, and with nowhere to go. The idea of being a writer was in the back of his mind, and yet...
I had many doubts as to whether I ever could be. That didn't seem to be the kind of thing that I was likely to get to do.
Robert Stone became a fixture in the beatnik coffee houses of the late 50s and early 60s. Finally, he split for New Orleans, a city that became the setting for the novel that was to become A Hall of Mirrors. On the basis of two chapters from that novel in progress, Stone was given a fellowship to study at Stanford, and it was there that he fell in with Ken Kesey, author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and the catalyst for a number of students deeply involved in psychedelic drugs.
I haven't been anywhere near psychedelics in well over 15 or 16 years. I think psychedelics are a very powerful and dangerous entity. I'm not really sure that I got anything out of them except the creeps.
Despite his preoccupation with drugs, Robert Stone finally finished A Hall of Mirrors, which won the Faulkner Award as the best first novel of 1967. Stone later wrote the screenplay for a dreadful movie version retitled WUSA. Stone's 1974 novel, Dog Soldiers, won a National Book Award and was also turned into a movie. In a move that defies all logic, the movie people changed that novel's title as well to Who'll Stop the Rain?
Their market research, according to the story I was told, led them to the conclusion that women, particularly in the Southwest, had an aversion to dogs and soldiers.
Robert Stone's confrontation with the Hollywood set produced the background for his latest novel, Children of Light, in which alcohol, cocaine, and schizophrenia reveal the souls of desperate and decadent people. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Stone's novel, Children of Light, pictures Hollywood decadence much in the way Nathaniel West did in The Day of the Locust. Stone has had some experience with Hollywood, having written the screenplays for his first two novels, A Hall of Mirrors and Dog Soldiers, and he insists that Children of Light is an accurate portrayal.
Everything in that book connects, not with something I may have witnessed, but with something that happened.
In Children of Light, a disintegrating screenwriter dependent on booze and cocaine heads unwelcome to a Mexican coastal village where a movie of his script is being filmed. There he contributes to the schizophrenic downfall of the leading lady and drunkenly clashes with vile and offensive Hollywood types. An ugly party scene is especially harrowing, but Stone is convinced the reality is often worse than the fiction, and he points to the Belushi overdose as an example.
Do people really behave in this incredibly self-destructive way and destroy themselves and people around them? A narrative of John Belushi's last night would be a lot more discomforting than the party scene in Children of Light.
The movie being filmed in Stone's novel is based on a real book, an 1899 novel called The Awakening by Kate Chopin.
I came across it in the library of Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts. I don't believe I had heard anything about it, although at the same time it was being discovered principally by feminists as a proto-feminist novel.
The Awakening is still in print and selling well as a paperback. Stone makes no bones about the fact that the mentally ill leading lady in Children of Light is based on the schizophrenia of his now dead mother. Knopf has published Robert Stone's Children of Light. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Stone says that as a writer, his impulses are primarily religious, even though he has dropped out of religion. For Stone, that has meant abandoning the Catholicism of his childhood.
I saw that as leaving religion. That's what that meant to me. But of course, religion doesn't get left that easily.
Robert Stone says the apparent absence of God is an important element in the world, but he does not see himself as an atheist.
It's very difficult for somebody like me to function outside of a religious context, because I'm full of questions.
Robert Stone's 1981 novel, A Flag for Sunrise, is as much about religion as it is about politics in a revolutionary-torn Central American country. For the book concentrates on a man without beliefs, a nun without faith, and a priest without hope. While his latest novel, Children of Light, is set in a different world, it too contains characters who exist without a focus other than alcohol and cocaine. The title, Children of Light, comes from a Robert Lowell poem of the same name.
The Robert Lowell poem has to do with the underlying guilt, both spiritual and literal, of America. Our fathers wrung their bread from stocks and stones and fenced their gardens with the red man's bones.
Stone used the Lowell poem as an epigraph for his first novel, A Hall of Mirrors. He wanted to call that novel Children of Light, but was talked out of it. With four novels behind him, Robert Stone, who lives in Connecticut, feels he has more to say and promises to say it.
I'm going to try and speed up production a little bit. I know biblical cycles between books don't make it. So I intend now to work harder.
Knopf published Robert Stone's novel, Children of Light. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.